Lucy, Ed and Erin have discovered that Canberra is Australia's best kept secret. Discover Canberra for yourself on us at hit.com.au.
Good morning and get up, now count me in.
Lucy, Ed and Erin, Lucy, Ed and Erin.
Count around your radio now for Lucy, Ed and Erin.
The Hughesy, Ed and Erin podcast.
Hughesy, Ed and Erin, we are on. Ed, we're on, man.
Good for us.
This is huge.
Yay. Hurrah, hurrah.
Hey.
Yeah.
We've got Dom Perrottet coming in. What time's he coming in?
I don't know, like 7 or something?
I've got him at 7:10.
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot to ask that man about. Is it his last day as Premier?
I suspect so, and I don't say that with joy, but I think even yesterday he went to a couple of very safe seats, and that was his only outing, and that worries me that internal polling clearly is telling them that they need to do work in safe seats. I think they're probably screwed.
You know what? Live in the moment. He's the Premier today. He's our Premier. He will be for at least another 36 hours, and I'm going to enjoy him.
Absolutely.
I'm going to enjoy him at 7 o'clock.
That's really beautiful. How are you going to enjoy him? What kind of things are you going to enjoy about him?
Well, he might have a sneaky vape, and I might just, have a little bit of a side vape.
Yeah, I don't know if we should bring up the vape. I don't know if he was particularly pleased with our big breaking vape story.
I know. You brought it up.
I did. Because you were well. Soft. You were too pussy to bring it up. Are you allowed to say
I was talking.
Someone's too pussy? I don't know.
No, well, it's up to you. It's having a go at your gender by saying that
is it not?
Pussy is
Why does that have anything to do with my gender? It's a cat.
Yeah, all right. Yep, sure.
What does it have to do with gender?
I don't know, mate. I don't want to go
What does it
that.
Have to do with
it's
my
not,
gender?
It's not gender politics. It's not,
What does it have to do with a
uni.
Woman? What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking
it's a
about.
Cat.
I'm moving on. All right, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know what? Erin came in fired up about something that happened to her yesterday.
No, but don't make this into, it's not about them. It's just, intolerant.
No, I think that you experienced something that most women experience. And
yes.
I want you to tell people when we come back what you experienced.
But they are so lovely and they did an amazing job.
I'm not talking about
But
them.
I can't hack it. I'm just not built this way.
Well, people don't even know what we're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. So they've got to stay to find out.
Exactly.
The Hughesy, Ed and Erin podcast.
So, Erin, you came in fired up this morning about an experience from yesterday. And I think it's an experience a lot of people can relate to. Not men, though. Women.
Mm. Well, I mean, men experience it, but on a much quicker scale. I went to a hairdresser's, 1 o'clock appointment, snap, 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 snap.
Yep.
So I had these kind of hairpiece extension things in. I was planning on getting them kind of just pulled up a little bit because as your hair grows out, they grow out. And then I needed just my roots done for our wedding for one. Like, I can't get married with regrowth.
Oh, absolutely. We want your hair looking as good as it can look for Tuesday. It's Tuesday, people.
Tuesday.
It's now only four sleeps.
Mm-hmm.
Four sleeps to the wedding of the century.
Absolutely. And you can come along. We've still got tickets to give away. Sam Fisher's performing live. You get to hang out with us, see Erin marry herself. And there's $1,000 cash for one lucky guest.
Not just
Erin.
I wonder when that gets less sad.
Everyone's marrying. There's eight women marrying.
Line.
There's nine women marrying themselves. And they're all great catches.
I still don't know if I'm going through
well,
with
it, by the
way.
Well, you
know what? I feel a little
You are going through with
well,
it.
Well, you don't know that.
You cannot force me.
In
shackles, you are marrying yourself.
Be a great shot, wouldn't it, me there with handcuffs on.
Bag over your head.
My see-through dress. What?
Bag over your head.
I would have a bag over my. Oh,
this
like,
is what happens when people get
taken like
places they don't want to be.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Guantanamo style.
So then that would cover the hair that I got done.
What's your problem?
Yesterday. Well, my appointment was 1 o'clock. And look, I only made it yesterday because I was meant to go somewhere else and then they couldn't do the other thing that I needed done. So it was a late appointment. So they were fitting me in at 1 o'clock. I had arranged for Eliza to be dropped to me there at 3 o'clock because I thought, I'm literally just getting the extensions taken out.
Absolutely ridiculous.
And just not even a full head, just the roots, the tips, the roots. No, wait, tips and roots are different, aren't they? Just the roots, done. Just a little lightener, brightener. Anyway.
In 2 hours? That's crazy.
Okay. I hate waiting. I'm impatient. I don't enjoy being pampered. I find it completely intolerable and punishing.
So how long did it take? Because two hours was just, that was, you knew it wasn't going to be 2 hours.
Well, no, I genuinely thought it potentially could have been.
How many hours
because
was it?
Because at Channel 9 where I used to get it done,
yeah, they're
quick, like,
because
yeah.
they've got to get you on air. It's a different thing.
Even colour would be so,
yeah,
okay.
How long?
5 hours and 42 minutes.
Yeah. I put it to you that that's average.
Jeez.
Nah, no
that's
chance.
That's average for when a woman goes to a hairdresser.
Nah, no chance.
You can't get out
and
under
look,
6 hours,
my
generally.
Hair was damaged at the back, so this is no reflection of the salon. They were incredible and did an amazing job, so I was very happy with the job they did.
It looks amazing.
I just can't thank you. I find it, even if people are lovely and it's all like, I had a glass of wine, like they served wine. It was great.
You had four glasses.
No, I only had one. They didn't offer a top up, which I thought was strange.
Well, right now, really
but I did have my daughter and I'd mentioned my car 3 times about having to move it. So maybe that was.
It was probably responsible.
It was probably responsible. But honestly.
I put it to everyone that.
I don't think anyone can beat that for literally a root smudge.
When my wife goes to the hairdresser, I don't expect her back for 2 days. It's just.
Okay, we need to talk about that off air because. I don't think she's going to the hairdresser.
Well, whatever. She comes back happy.
Exactly.
I don't ask any questions.
More volume in her hair, yeah. And yet the roots are done.
Roots are done. How long do people spend at the hairdresser? That's what we need to find out.
Visit Taronga Zoo these holidays and explore their brand new immersive Australia habitat opening this Easter. 131060 lines are open. How long does your hair take?
Ain't nobody beating my.
Look,
amount.
We will have dudes. Dudes can ring us. You can tell us how long your hair takes and then tell us how long your wife's hair takes or your partner.
The new Today FM.
All credit to the hairdressers. Erin, you're not happy about the length of time it took you yesterday? You were there almost 6 hours.
As I said, look, it's probably normal. I don't enjoy it. I'm completely impatient. Drives me crazy.
Oh, look, as a man, you do want a quick haircut. I'm like, what are you doing up there, mate? I want to get out.
How long are you?
I like to be in and out within 15 minutes. I'd love that. It's just shave it. You don't need to individually cut every hair. But women are different and women take all day. And as a man, you accept that they're gone and they may not be back.
Ever.
Because they've gone to the hairdresser.
Now, Cherie from Botany, are you an ex-hairdresser yourself?
Yes, I am. And I can clarify that it does take that long.
Yeah. Oh, because, of course it does. God.
Yep. Tell her the truth. Why does it take that long?
Because first of all, there's the consultation.
Yes.
The client could want something and it could not. It may not suit them. So
yeah, they
have
were
to discuss
big on to
options.
Talking yeah. about, whereas I was just kind of, whatever you guys think. But they really wanted to, for some reason, get my thoughts.
I'll tell you why. Because afterwards, if you're not happy, they're going to hear about it. Is that right, Cherie? So you've got to get it right before you start.
Oh, yeah, you definitely have to get it right. Yeah. Because you know what? You can always cut more off. You can't glue it back on.
Well, yeah, so true.
Exactly. So what's an average for a woman comes in for a colour and a cut for you? What's the average time it takes, Cherie?
If you're working in between another client, it could take 5 to 6 hours.
Yeah.
Because there's the colour, then there's the toning, then there's the cutting, then there's the blow drying.
And I got my appointment an hour before I went in and they were working within
That's
other
clients.
No, I know. And they were incredible, really great people, did a great job. But is there some way we can make it faster?
If I ever go into a female hairdressing salon, like with females working in there and ask, because I never book, so I always just want to turn up. And I say, have you got any haircuts? They look at me like, what?
That's the most.
Yeah, and they look at their diary and they go, we'll get you in Tuesday in 3 weeks' time. I'm like, no, I'll be okay. They got you in within an hour.
Yeah.
That's an incredible job.
Yeah.
How? Just your face got you in.
I didn't door knock. Like we booked. I might have slid in the Insta.
Slid in the Insta?
No, I did. Yeah, but it was funny actually because I'd slid in the Insta and then had called around as well to make an appointment. And then whilst I was sitting there, I think it was hour four, I got a message back from the Insta saying, you know, hey, honey, sorry we missed you. Feel free to call for an appointment. And I just took a selfie and I'm like, I'm here. Obviously no one knew.
At the same place?
Yes. I was like, no, I'm just to the left. That's me.
Thank you, Cherie. Who else have we got?
Now, here's Todd from St. Mary's. Is this your wife and daughter? What do they get done, Todd?
So my wife and daughter, my wife's African, and my daughter has really big hair as well, curly hair. So they both have to get braided.
Ah, yes.
And
How long?
Like, it's only, can be up to 10 hours.
10 hours.
And they're screaming the whole time.
Screaming.
Can I tell you, Todd, I got braiding for my daughter's fourth birthday party last year. And these poor little girls are sitting there and the pain on their faces, and this is just from braiding. It is horrific.
Yeah.
But they look great at the end.
Oh, it looks amazing, but it's so painful.
How old's your daughter?
My daughter's 8. We just stopped braiding because it was like too hard, and now her hair gets messy and fuzzy, and we do our best to try and comb it out.
Were both your wife and daughter both screaming for the 10 hours or...?
My wife's not screaming, but she's like, depends who you get.
Wincing.
Get some people and there's like, they have 3 hairdressers and they can do it in 2 hours and they're really soft, and other people are just pulling their hair from the roof.
Jeez.
Oh, they're brutal.
Well,
thank you.
I know. Yeah. Okay. I'm humbled.
Taronga Zoo Pastors. Thank you all. Got those all morning. 6:22. New Today FM Alpha Bucks clues are coming up.
And
we're checking.
Left at the altar, Laura. Last time she got married, she had to cancel it because she got cheated on.
Douche.
What's going on this time?
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Husey, Ed and Erin's wedding for one.
Yeah, I can love me better than you can.
That is a brilliant song from Miley Cyrus. Imagine if that is played at our wedding for one by an international superstar.
Is Miley coming?
Well, just
ooh,
just hold.
One hell of a tease.
Hold right there. It's amazing. Erin looks great. Her hair's just top of the, you know, worth the 6 hours at the hairdresser. But you're one of 9 brides.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other brides is about to speak to us.
Yes. This is Laura, who was left at the altar, is her moniker. Laura, hello.
Good morning.
Left at the altar. We know that was a couple of marriages ago. But.
Yes. Sounds so bad when you put it like that.
No, it's not. Well, it's bad for him, Laura, because he missed out on loving you.
And for the people who don't know, I know you've already said this on air, but can you repeat what you did after you found out he was cheating on you back in the day, 2 weeks before that wedding?
I made him ring everyone to explain why the wedding was off.
Yeah. Fair enough too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you haven't cheated on yourself, though. Your wedding to yourself isn't off. You're full steam ahead.
Yes, full steam ahead. And like Erin, I am getting my hair done this weekend also.
Oh, yes. What are you going to get done? What's the directive?
Just make sure to cover my few greys.
Yeah, they'll do that.
That's it.
How many hours do you expect? Erin complained about being there for almost 6 hours. How many hours do you expect to be at the hairdressers?
I cannot sit there for longer than a couple of hours.
I know.
I will sometimes walk out with wet hair just to avoid sitting there any longer.
I nearly did. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I get it, Laura. I get it. How are you feeling about, is this bringing back any memories of that kind of traumatic time leading up? Like, because, you know, you would have been doing all this kind of stuff in the lead up to your own wedding, that first one years ago.
That's true. Actually, on last weekend, my good friend Cassandra organized a little hens for me. And I didn't want to do it. And then she's like, no, let's do it. So her and her partner organized it for me. And it was such a good night compared to my last hens.
Years
ago. So it just made me so much more excited.
Yeah. You're in a better space. What happened at your last hens? Was there anything you can tell us about that made it a bad night? Did you fight with people?
I don't remember much.
Yeah. Right. You got too drunk?
No, I did not do that. I think I had a lot of like family and friends that actually came. It wasn't just young people that went out. It was like everyone.
Actually,
this Saturday night, I did go out and drink and I vaped too much and then I lost my voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's never a good idea.
The vape is a tricky one. Are you just a casual vapor? You don't vape every day? You do vape every day. Yep.
I do. I quit cigarettes. So now I'm going to quit vaping.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's progression.
No, that's good. Can we go back to the hens night, though? Did you go to the strippers?
Oh, no. No, we did not. No,
do you regret that?
No, I don't. Because not, the not way for some you. People dress, you don't need to go to the strippers.
By the way, you
the way the crew was dressed.
Yeah, oh, but I'm talking about men taking their clothes off. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about going to the lady strippers. I'm talking about going to the male strippers, the mandate situation. I think that's a rite of passage for hen's parties.
I think I've been to that many bachelorette parties and hen's parties that I don't need to do it anymore.
Yeah, right.
You know, I've never been to a bachelorette, to a hen's party. Well, we never need, we in need... my life. I've Come never on, been to one.
Can you organise one for Erin? She's trying to marry herself over here. Can you organise a hen's morning for Erin? What about a hen's morning? Could you do something for once?
Yes, I can.
Could you keep
Monday?
Oh,
here we go.
We're having a hen's morning for Erin on Monday.
Are we?
Involving.
I'm not stripping.
No, you don't have to. It's
okay. Well, I don't know how they work.
It
been.
Works at your.
What?
The men are the ones who strip.
All right.
You keep your clothes on.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I wanted to make it clear
so
early.
On Monday, we're going to do it.
Wait, with strippers?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it'll that's, be very
as
tasteful.
As my daughter would say, that's disgusting.
You know what? If it's good for the what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Or
yeah,
the other way
never
around.
Understood that. Yeah.
It's Gander Central Monday morning here, and it is
Long
our wedding
necks.
For one.
Yep.
Oh, goodness me.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Today, the release of Ridiculous. Husey's brand new special joins Amazon Prime Video globally. It's out right about now.
Yeah, it is. It's out today, Amazon Prime Video. But you know what? I've got a gig coming up at the Concourse.
Yeah, you do. Saturday
theater.
The 13th
oh, that's
of May.
Great.
Look, I know this is controversial. I believe it could be the best theatre in Sydney. The Concourse Chatswood, Saturday, yes. 13th of May. Now, you know what? 13:10:60. Do you want a double pass?
Yeah.
Go see the great man in action?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And if you miss out, buy them because they're worth it. But the Amazon special, my mum's coming today to stay for the weekend, which is so exciting. Well, we're going to watch it tonight.
Yeah,
I'm
good.
Really pumped up.
And I was, you know, I think you should. So, but 13:10:60, if someone wants to come to see me at Chatswood, it is a brilliant theatre. Get on 13:10:60 right now. And life is ridiculous. I had a ridiculous moment yesterday. I went for a jog. I jogged around the Opera House. I jogged down to Barangaroo. I jumped in that pool.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
The
I haven't been yet, but I've seen it all over bloody Instagram. I tell you who goes there a lot, Wendell Saylor from our brothers at Triple M.
Yeah.
He loves it
there. There was a sign that said, because of renovations, they're not encouraging you to swim.
Oh.
And I said, I don't need encouragement. I'm going to swim anyway. So I swam.
Ooh.
And then
and you've got a rash.
No, well, that was fine. But I walked back to World Square here. And as I was walking back down Kent Street, I had a wet T-shirt on and I looked in the mirror.
Yes.
And I looked in the window. I looked in the window and admired my own physique. And as I'm doing that, a guy in a ute was driving past and yelled out, "Look at you checking out your man boobs." That's what he yelled.
What?
Look at you checking out your man boobs.
Is it Wendell Saylor?
Wait, did that what? Actually happen?
That happened. I didn't know how to react.
Did they know it was you?
I think so. I think they would do that to it. I mean, maybe they would.
Targeted.
But you know what?
Targeted attack.
I had to look deep into my soul and realize he was right.
Oh, honey, are you okay?
I was checking out my own man boobs.
Oh, it happens to the best of us.
He looked happy with him as well, to be honest. I almost pulled it up the shirt and have a good look, mate. Have a good look.
Hey, can you not? You just did that to me. I don't need to see.
Have a good look.
I feel uncomfortable with what's happening right now. Put your shirt down. Put your shirt down. You do look great. You lost 200 grams overnight, didn't you?
I did. But
and you just used the special toilet.
I know.
So I think you probably lost a
couple. Weigh myself more.
I hope the Premier doesn't need to go because not going to smell nice in there.
No,
Wayne from Mount Druitt's going to see Husey.
Good on you, Wayne. Excited to have Wayne at the venue.
Yeah.
Good on you, Wayne. Chatswood, Saturday 13th of May. Ridiculous is out today on Amazon Prime. Make sure you watch that. Now, let's reopen those lines, 13:10:60, because it is Alpha Bucks time. And yes, the Premier, Dom Perrottet, is going to be joining us live in the studio.
And Husey's going to do like an Alan Jones.
He is
going to go so hard. The Premier is going to crawl out of here backwards.
Well, I mean, it could be his last day in the job. He knows that.
Okay, well, we'll just be nice then. Fine.
Sounds fun.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
We welcome the Premier of New South Wales, who has done a great job and will continue to do a great job if he's re-elected, I believe.
No, he's done it. He has done. And to be honest, even his opponents acknowledge publicly and mostly privately that he's done a very good job. So if it doesn't go to plan for you, Premier, I think you can hold your head incredibly high. But you're not giving up yet, are you?
No, all the way to the end. And, you know, it's our team, I believe, that has the new ideas and the energy and the experience to take our state forward. But it's obviously going to be a very close selection.
Yeah.
So working all the way through to tomorrow.
It's been a very civil campaign. You and Chris Minns are basically, it sounds like you're like really, well, not really close, but you're friends, aren't you?
Yeah, he's a good guy. And there's good people on all sides of politics.
Yeah.
And I think, but let's make this point, Husey. I think this state election has been done in a very good spirit.
Yep.
And that's what you want in elections. And I think if that lifts the standard of debate, I mean, you go into politics not to play personality games. You go into politics to make a difference and have a strong debate on ideas. And I think this campaign has been incredibly refreshing. There hasn't been that sense of negativity and name calling. It's been it's been done in a way of great dignity, and I think that's a service to politics right around the country.
Yeah, and we are honoured to be. Were your last interview before
last
the election?
One.
Ooh,
this is the make or break. I think this interview is going to change the election and the future of New South Wales right here.
Don't blame us. All right?
Well, we did get Albo over the line because God knows he was facing a full-on defeat until he came on the show, and I promised him that I would vote Labor despite my dear departed father's political affiliations. But I want to know, looking back, not just over the campaign, but your time as Premier, is there anything you'd do differently? At this stage now, you've run out of time essentially to do much else. You've got a day to go. What would you look at and say, I could have done that better or I wouldn't have done this? Or is there anything in this kind of reflective state?
So probably a couple of things. I mean, I think early on, I probably struggled a bit with work and family balance.
It was during the pandemic though. You came in the middle of the pandemic really, didn't you?
Well, yeah, it was the pandemic.
It was a weird time in life.
I mentioned about the pandemic with Omicron, but also I spent a lot of time in flood affected communities. So over a month in regional New South Wales, which was really tough, but it was important to be there on the ground. And
so tough as in for your family who had to.
No, tough in terms of what I saw and being able to work through all of that. Like that was a real difficult time for so many people. And, but I tell you, that was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life that will stay with me forever, was just the selflessness and the generosity, not just of people who left their homes to save other people and save other people's property, but just meeting people who would come from all over New South Wales and around the country to lend a hand. I remember sitting on the side of the road and there was a couple of blokes there. I said, oh, where are you guys from? Oh, we're from the Northern Beach. I said, what are you doing here? It's like, we just got in the car, came up here, help out, lend a hand.
That's goosebump stuff to think of.
When I first went into Lismore for the first time, it was like Armageddon. It was apocalyptic. I'd never seen anything like it in my life. But what really outshone all of that was just how good our people are. Yeah. And it makes you, and I guess being Premier of the state, it was something that was a true privilege and honour at that time to be the state's leader
of such
great people.
But did you feel like a proud dad of the state?
It'll stay with me for the rest of my life, just seeing how strong and resilient our people were, but how giving and selfless. In some of the darkest times, people just not caring about themselves, just caring about others. And I think that's something that's, we should be truly proud as Australians.
Yeah. Back to your family. Your wife looked very happy on the hustings yesterday. So did she like, is it like, she obviously very proud of you and proud of the job you've done, but if you did, you know, if Labor got across the line tomorrow, would she be, part of her be happy that she gets more time with you and your seven kids?
Oh, she'll be very happy regardless of what the result.
Yeah.
But you know, Helen's an amazing woman, and she's obviously when you're in politics, your family makes a lot of sacrifices.
Yeah,
and that also drives me during this time to make sure you're putting everything into it, because you're not here for yourself. This is not a what I see as a job. It's a kind of a vocation that you really want to make sure that while you're in these positions that you're really making a difference with it. So that really drives me to do that.
We just had a lovely lady on who did Alpha Bucks. She was very clever, clearly very smart, just missed out on winning $10,000. She's an undecided voter. This is your last interview. What's your pitch? One thing that you'll do for this state if you're re-elected, and one thing you're worried Labor will either do or not do if they are elected. Your biggest fear about a Labor government and what your government will do, just for our undecided listeners.
Well, I think our team has the new ideas and the fresh thinking going forward. And
even after 12 years in government?
Absolutely. I think, firstly, New South Wales is a much better place today than it was when we came to office. All the schools, the hospitals, the motorways, the metro trains that we've built, and also navigating through those challenging times of the floods and a pandemic. But ultimately, it's not about what you've done. It's about what you're going to do. And I look at those new ideas, such as giving every single child in New South Wales 5 days a week free preschool. I know that's going to make a real difference. I've seen it with my own kids.
God, I wish my daughter had another year of preschool. That has cost me a fortune.
Well, you know, and so it's not it's not just a great educational outcome for our children. And all the evidence shows that if the earlier a child gets access to education, the better their opportunities in life are. But it's the cost of living as well for parents to know that they don't have to pay for preschool.
Yeah, for you personally with seven children. I mean, how many have you got to do, still not to go through preschool?
I've got one at preschool now and then Celeste will be right after that.
Yep.
But then also our stamp duty reforms, like getting rid of stamp duty for first home buyers so they don't have they don't have to pay stamp duty for the rest of their lives. They can make a choice to pay a smaller annual amount. That's really going to help people get into the property market.
Deposit's the biggest issue for most young people. Yep. They can afford barely their repayments, but it's more accumulating a deposit.
And then on deposits, that's why our kids account, I think, is a complete game changer. So any child 10 and under and any child from New South Wales going forward will have a kids' future fund account. So when they leave school, they'll have up to $49,000 to put towards a deposit for a home or to put towards their education.
Biggest fear about a Labor government if they're successful?
I believe that New South Wales will stall. I don't believe they've got the ideas. I think in terms of household budgets, we're going through a very difficult time right now with rising inflation, rising interest rates. It's our strong financial and economic management in New South Wales that deals with the household budgets today, all our cost of living relief measures, such as $250 off every energy bill. Under Labor's policy, 1.5 million families will miss out on that.
Will it be like what the feds are doing now, given their promises on savings we'd make with energy bills?
Well, we're giving it straight off the bill. So $250 off every single energy bill. But all those things like our back-to-school vouchers, active kids, you know, we've done a lot to put downward pressure on household budgets. But also, I'm very concerned about the cancelling of projects. You know, these major projects are difficult. And when you go and start them, there's always people with different views and say we shouldn't do it. You know, Labor opposed the WestConnex. Could you imagine Western Sydney today without the WestConnex? They opposed that project. Now, I know that tolls are a challenge, but you don't have to use WestConnex. You can use Parramatta Road. And if you hadn't built WestConnex, the Parramatta Road's bad enough today. Could you imagine if we hadn't built that road?
Cancelling projects is a vote loser. I think it was in Victoria, the Libs said they were going to cancel projects and they lost.
Well, Labor's saying here they're going to cancel the metro trains. Those projects, they don't get built overnight. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. But you've got to deal with the challenges of today. But ultimately, any good government needs to focus on our future. And we have an obligation, I get into politics, to make sure that our children have better opportunity and prosperity than we do. And that means you've got to start these projects and build for the future.
Well, good luck. This is your last day. Where are you headed? Just quickly.
Not necessarily his last day.
No, his last day as a campaigner.
Last day on the campaign. A long way to go.
I didn't mean as your premier.
Very morbid.
On the campaign.
You just said cancelling projects to lose your government. Now you're going as his last day.
I was all asking on the campaign. Where are you going today? Where are you out today?
I'm off to North Shore, Willoughby, then out to Western Sydney. I don't know how many seats I'm doing.
The new Today FM. So Erin's about to have her hen's party. We're going to have it live on air on Monday. Mm-hmm. But what entertainment do we provide for her?
Well, nothing sorted.
But will she be able to live with herself if we do provide some traditional hens party / bucks party entertainment?
It's not really my thing. It's not my thing, that, like, weird stripping stuff.
Isn't it a rite of passage?
Oh, I don't know.
So someone broke up with their girlfriend because of why?
Well, a guy took his girlfriend, paid $1,000 for tickets for him and his girlfriend to go to a Chris Brown concert. Yeah. And anyway, apparently, and I, yeah, great song. I haven't followed Chris Brown's career of late, but he gets a person up each show and does a lap dance and a very intimate, generally attractive lap dance. Anyway, he's pulled this guy's girlfriend up on stage and done a lap dance. And if you see the video, he's literally on her.
If they didn't have clothes on, it
would look like they were doing the deed. And she's got hands all over him, his chest, his everything. And it's a very intimate, very sexual. So anyway, but her boyfriend's the one who paid for tickets and took her, and he kind of then put it out there and said, "What the hell?" They've since broken up, and I'm on his side. I'm not a prude. I think if you're in a relationship where both of you are open to that kind of thing, fine, absolutely. But clearly he wasn't comfortable. Clearly she would have known that. If she's his girlfriend, she's going to know that that's uncomfortable. No, I think it's okay for a bucks party or a hen's party.
Well,
that's a different situation. But when her boyfriend's there.
How's that different?
Well, no, even then I think like you have a bucks, have a hen's, cool, like you get a strip or whatever if that floats your boat. But I think touching or like... That is way too much.
So we just put it to the people because the people never let us down. They always come up with
the right answer. Sometimes they disagree with me.
Their moral compass is second to none. Mm-hmm. And if you do get involved in this, what do you get, Ed?
Well, family passed at Taronga Zoo. Visit Taronga Zoo these holidays and explore their brand new immersive Australian habitat opening this Easter. What is the question at hand?
Well, is it okay... To get a lap dance if it's a bucks party or a hens party.
Okay, so we're not, this is a different situation then. So if it's a bucks or a hens, I want to know what happened at your bucks party.
You've got to tell. It was ages ago. Can we just, people just,
13, 10, 60, okay? We want to know, is it okay to get a lap dance at your bucks or your hens?
Right.
Okay, yep, now go, what happened?
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
So Wedding for One is on Tuesday. It's going to be enormous. We're going to still have tickets available to come along. Ooh. We've got Sam Fisher singing. We've
champagne.
Got nine of the most beautiful brides who are going to be marrying themselves. Yep. One of them is Erin, and you are having a hen's party on Monday on this show.
Yes.
It's going to carry on after the show. It's going
to get loads.
Do we get you entertainment? The question is it okay to get a lap dance at a hen's party or a
no
bucks party?
No way in hell I'm getting a lap dance. I'm telling you that now. Even though I'm not marrying a bloke,
you know what?
I still feel it's inappropriate. No, it's just not my thing.
My bucks party was at an establishment, and in hindsight, it went on too long. We were there too long.
What happened?
Well, the great debate was, do we get dinner somewhere else? And I said, no, they serve food there.
Oh, so.
Of course they do.
What kind of food? Finger food?
No. They serve all sorts of food. The food was actually good food. Oh, that's poor by you. And it went too late. It went too late and...
What did you do?
Nothing. We did nothing.
It was like 20 years ago. I think you can talk about it.
No, I didn't do anything apart from what happens at these sort of at strip clubs.
So did you have a lap dance?
Oh, well, yeah, it was my bucks party, of course.
No, that's not an of course. You can go to a strip club and not get a lap dance.
Anyway, what I shouldn't have done is the next morning where I'm sitting at breakfast with my fiancée, soon to be my wife, start reading out messages from other attendees at the bucks party saying it was the best night of my life. So
the dinner must have been good food.
And my fiancée, who's now my wife, said, "Why are you reading these messages out to me?" I said, "I just thought... you'd want to know that I provided a great night for everyone."
Great guy.
Wouldn't you want the wedding to be the greatest night of their lives?
Their own weddings. anyway, so...
I think you can get entertainment, but the touching and the lap dance thing feels too intimate for me if you're getting married. I think get a stripper if you want. Like, it's fun, but... Olivia, what do you think?
Yes or no to strippers at a hen's parties?
Yes.
See, that's different though.
Having a, Mm-hmm. I'm actually having a hen's party, but I'm going to have a girl.
A girl stripper.
Yes.
All right.
I feel like when I see a male do it, it's a little bit cringe for me.
Yeah.
But if I see a girl do it, I think it's sexy.
Yeah,
that's good stuff. I think you've silenced them, Olivia, for the first time. But it's different though, Olivia, isn't it? Because having a stripper, I get that. But I think the actual, I don't know, am I just a prude?
Olivia's looking forward to, is it your hen's party, is it? So are you getting married, Olivia?
Yeah. I'm engaged at the moment. We're in the middle of processing everything, the hands and that.
Yeah, right. And so how old are you, Olivia? You're 20.
I'm 20.
Oh, you're a baby. Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
And you're marrying a man or a girl?
Yeah, a man.
Yeah right.
No, I don't think you'll have a problem. No, that guy wouldn't have a problem. He hasn't got a problem with your plans, does he, Olivia?
No,
I wouldn't have thought so. No, I wouldn't have thought so. What an open-minded man. What about Anna from Sylvania? What do you think, Anna?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
What do you think? Is it okay to get a lap dance at a hen's party?
No, I don't agree with you. No.
Thank you, Anna.
I wouldn't do that.
So you agree with me, Anna?
Yes, I do. Yep.
So you're saying that on Monday we shouldn't get strippers in, or we should?
We shouldn't. I don't think you should, no.
Thanks,
Anna. But Erin is actually marrying herself. Anna, does that change your opinion?
As in, it's not like I'm betraying anyone.
She's only cheating on herself.
No, it doesn't change my opinion.
Yes, it's just not my thing, Anna. Yeah. I just don't, I've never been into that kind of thing.
They're booked.
What?
We've paid a deposit.
Well, you have not paid a deposit.
Well, of course we have.
What kind of a deposit do you pay?
Good money.
You have to stuff it into their garments.
There is no Olivia's, touching. I'm making that clear right now.
Percentage? Do we get a percentage?
Yeah, absolutely right. 75% say Olivia is the best person they've ever heard in their life.
It's all good.
That's an unverified statistic, by the way. I mean, she's wonderful, but and no, you can't. Oh God, I know what you guys are going to want to follow Olivia's journey, aren't you?
No, we're not following Olivia's journey. Some journeys we do want to follow. I want to get the tattoo removed off that bloke the other day. I want to do that. Mm. How much does it take to get a tattoo removed? He's got his ex-girlfriend's name emblazoned on his chest.
Yes, we're looking into it, but it's somewhat costly, apparently, anyway, we're going to see. But we'll see. Thousands of dollars, I've been told, so... So it might just be just sell a
shop around. Shop around. Just get some sandpaper. We'll do it ourselves.
Yeah, after the news, celebrants. Hughie is now a married celebrant. What does he have to do?
You've got
to
do a course, by the way. I'm not having nobody.
For your wedding.
Yeah, but you've got to do a course.
Oh, we need to speak to an expert.
Well, you're also the stripper, so you're going to have to do that too.
The Hughie, Ed and Erin podcast. Hughie, Ed and Erin's wedding for one.
Yeah, I can love me better than you can.
I can love you better. I can love me better.
It's at Dalton House next Tuesday morning. You can join us. Sam Fisher's going to perform live. $1,000 cash to one of our lucky guests, and you're going to see nine beautiful brides all marrying themselves.
Yeah, we are going to have the hens party live on air next Monday morning. So
this Monday, yep.
Yep. But it all comes down to the moment where these nine brides commit to themselves forever. And you know what? I wasn't focused enough and didn't realise that I was going to be the celebrant.
I was going to ask who was celebrating the occasion, but yeah, I didn't either. I didn't pick you as kind of the type.
I became aware of it yesterday and now I'm panicking, so I don't know what to do.
Well, that's lucky for you then that we've got one of the experts. If you want her to do your ceremony, it's at Sandimony, Sandimony, on Instagram. Sandy, married celebrant for 5 years, has done some work on maps, joins us. Sandra, top of the morning.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Sandy. We're just going to hear a bit of your work. This is you on maths season when you married Al and Samantha. Let's have a listen to that.
We have come here today to witness the joining of Al and Sam in marriage. They meet each other today in hopes to fall in love. And instead of finalising it with their wedding, this is where their journey begins.
Oh, God, that voice. I feel like I could either go to sleep, like not in a bad way, but a good way. It's soothing. It's safe. It's
romantic. It's eternal love.
Oh, God, could you just do it, Sandra, and not Hughie?
Totally, totally.
Great,
I can do
thank
it.
You so well, much.
Susie, you have got this. You totally
have
this.
I think I do, Sandy. Yeah, I mean,
if I can do it, you can do it, mate. I believe in you.
Yeah, but with you, I hear years of experience. So I hear someone who knows what they're doing. I mean, there was no chance that Al and Samantha's marriage wasn't going to work after that.
Well, look, I do like to think I have a good strike rate, but they kind of disappointed me. But, you know, you get that in the big job.
Yeah, it's really unusual for a maths marriage not to work out. I mean, exactly. This series, you know, I mean, but this series is unusual because I think none of them have worked out, but generally they work out.
But anyway.
Can you tell, Sandy, when you are marrying two people that they probably aren't meant for each other? Do you reckon you have some sort of sense?
Look, I'm not Cupid and I'm not a psychic, but you do get the couples where you go, oh, my God, yes, you should be getting married. And then you've got couples where you're like, oh, but my job as a celebrant is to ask all the right questions and make sure they're doing it for the right reason. So, to be honest, I do ask, are you sure you want to do this?
You ask that, do you? Is that part of your brief?
Absolutely, it is. Because they need to make it. I mean, it's a lifelong commitment.
Yeah.
And has anyone ever said, God, funny. No one's ever asked us that before. I'm not actually quite sure.
No, it's quite funny because I don't think they expect someone to actually be so forthcoming. And they're like, shit. Oh, they're like, yeah, do I want to? And they're often, yes. And it makes them loosen up a little and it makes them have fun because that's what it should be. Yes.
Yeah, look, I do like that bit of advice. Have fun and get the people to have fun.
Totally.
What has gone wrong? Anything that's gone wrong as when you've been a celebrant? Have you got any examples?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, your normal stuff, people forget rings. People are so nervous that sometimes they forget their own names. So the way I like to get through things is to make sure I know that they're more nervous than I am.
Yes.
And you literally have to talk them through their vows, even though you've explained everything to them a million times. One thing that happened to me, I was doing a ceremony and realized I had forgotten the very important paperwork, and so had to call my friends who saved the day and literally drove to my place, grabbed the wedding paperwork and made it back to the ceremony literally in time for the signing. Because without that paperwork, there's no legal ceremony.
Did you think about faking it, Sandra?
Off the record, but I was always going to get it signed immediately when it arrived.
Hey, what should Husey be saying? Like, given we're marrying ourselves, it's a bit of a unique type of wedding. Like, so if he's standing there, I walk up the aisle to him. I'm obviously very nervous. I look beautiful.
Absolutely.
I stop at the end of the aisle and Husey's standing there. What should be his words to me?
I ask the question, does anyone have objections for this?
Great.
Do you ask that question, Sandy?
Not at all. That is something that happens in The Simpsons and the USA. But you can ask whatever you want. I think just make them feel comfortable, make them laugh because I find they're so nervous and just, you know, make sure they're having
a
good time.
That's going
to
be a struggle.
I should be able to do that. Yeah,
that should be the one thing you shouldn't struggle with.
Oh, thank you, Sandy. Oh, could we have Sandy on backup? In case
maybe
I just
we
freak
need
out.
Sandy like behind you, like a puppet, just a whistle. Or we could link you up to have Sandy in your ear.
Are you around next Tuesday morning, Sandy?
I am around for you, Husey. You and I have got this.
I think we need Sandy. Yeah,
we need Sandy, and it's at Sandamoni if you'd like to get involved on Instagram. Now, 131060. Did anything go wrong when you were at a wedding, or maybe when you got married? Did the priest or celebrant? Were there any did anything go wrong at the wedding? Names gotten wrong.
Horror story. Someone object.
People threw up. There was a video doing the rounds where one of the celebrants just threw up all over the place. 131060. Anything go wrong? We've got the family passes to Taronga Zoo. Husey's a celebrant. What can go wrong?
Nothing can go wrong, mate. The celebrants are always professional. They always do a great job. There's no one listening to us who would have any stories about celebrants.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Now, also excited about Tuesday. It's wedding for one. Erin and eight other brides walking down the aisle, marrying themselves. I've been told I'm the celebrant.
it was news to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm freaking out. We had Sandy on. She's a celebrant on maths.
You can't just self-appoint. Like, you got to do courses. It takes months. Like, you've got to be qualified. You're like the hand of God.
Things can go wrong, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Roger from Queenscliff, what happened during your ceremony?
Oh, it wasn't actually for me. It was one of my best mates. I was the best man. And as you know, you have a bit of a practice go beforehand. And my only job on the day was to basically take the ring off like a little cushion that the page boy was holding and give it to the groom.
Yeah.
Anyway, my big moment had come. And just by way of background, I don't have the best of vision. And I thought, wedding day, I won't put on my glasses, you know, it's going to be good for the photo.
But also, you're a very handsome man, and the glasses, you know, they
take away from that.
Well, they don't take away from
it,
they
could.
They you can't see how handsome he is.
Yes.
So the time had come, and the page boy was there, and I could see the ring, and I was pulling it and pulling it, and it just wouldn't come off. And little did I know that they'd put a little bit of wire from the, you know, the flower arrangement on this thing around the ring so it wouldn't fall off. And I was pulling and it wouldn't come off. The next minute, the next part of the bridal party, he's tugging and we're having this massive tug of war out the front of the service and everyone's having a bit of a giggle. And next minute, we hear ding, 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 and the ring goes bouncing across the floor of the church. And then next minute, we're going to try and find it. The whole church is in uproar. It took us like a couple of minutes to actually finally find the ring and hand it to the groom.
And churches, there's a lot of nooks and crannies.
You know, and it's not meant to be. It's not a Benny Hill TV show, is it? It's meant to be a solemn moment. Was the bride annoyed at you?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. I think it wrecked her
Day.
Yeah,
that's wrecked.
Are they still married, Roger?
No, sorry.
They broke up.
Damn it, Roger.
It was an omen, wasn't it?
It was absolutely an omen.
Yeah. With God saying, don't put that ring on that finger. It's not going to work out.
Danielle from South Granville, how many priests were at your wedding?
I had two. One Arabic speaking, one English.
Right.
So, yeah, obviously two worlds.
Service.
Two worlds colliding.
Oh, God.
2 hours.
I had to go to the toilet. The Arabic priest said yes. The English one said no. But as I was walking away, they both yelled at me, in the church, in front of everyone.
Wait, so midway through, you're at the altar, you had to say, sorry, I just need to empty my bladder.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, and, well, imagine you're wearing a dress would have been slightly difficult to make that happen, yeah?
Dress, a hoop, heels, yeah.
You needed a toilet break during your own wedding ceremony.
Had you had a child by that stage, Danielle?
Yeah. I had had two.
See, exactly. You guys don't understand. I literally go 8 times an hour. It is ridiculous.
And I was also 4 months pregnant with twin girls.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. There you go.
Okay, was it quick at least? Could you get the job done quick or were you away for quite a while?
I got pulled back to the service. I didn't end up going.
What?
Yeah. Until the reception.
So you went and you got stage fright. You couldn't work it out.
The priest wouldn't let
everyone
her go.
Everyone thought I was leaving the wedding and leaving my husband at the altar. My brother yelled at me. Everyone just went off their nuts.
God, that sounds miserable. Are you still married to that man?
Hell no.
Yeah.
The new Today FM. Wedding for one, Erin. We're having the hens party on Monday live on the radio show.
Classy, classy hens party. I'm trusting you here.
What other hens party would we have?
All
we care about is you and your reputation going forward.
Thank you.
But you're allowed to have fun.
I get that.
You're an adult.
I understand. But thank you. I'm pumped.
The big day is Tuesday, though. We've got people from all over the world attending. We've got people from all walks of life walking down the aisle, including an American.
Yeah, long way from home. Candace, now calling Hammondville home. Candace, welcome back.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Now, we know that you are originally from Pasadena in California. That's true, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And you are marrying yourself here in Sydney, and you are excited. You're looking forward to it?
Yeah, I really am. I've been stressed trying to organise friends to come and, you know, get everything sorted. Lucky it's not a real wedding or it'd be a lot more stressful. But, yeah, it's been good.
Hang your head in shame. This is as real as it gets, girlfriend.
It's no dress rehearsal. This is real life. And you...
This is it.
Yeah, and you...
You thought about your vows.
I got told yesterday that I needed to write some, so I'll be doing that over the weekend, I think.
Right. Spend time on it. Are you happy that I'm going to be the celebrant, or does that make you feel more comfortable that the whole thing will go well?
I think you'll do amazing, Husey. Don't be nervous. You'll smash it.
Thank you.
Will you have a champagne prior, Candace?
Oh, it's going to be an early start that morning.
Sorry, I don't understand the issue. Sorry, Candace.
If you'll have one with me, Erin, yep. Bring out the mimosas, right?
Absolutely. Twisted Erin's arm there.
I'll definitely have one. If I don't get cold feet, Candace, I've been having some doubts about whether or not I'm right for me. Have you been having any doubts?
No, I know I'm the one. I've been searching all my life and I've been there the whole time.
Clap that in. But we've got Sam Fisher playing. He's an international superstar.
Can we play a little bit of his song? This is his most famous.
Oh, the so city's good. Gonna break my heart.
Oh, wait. I don't know if this is right.
I think it's perfect.
So... it's all morning, it's hanging out, it's watching the weddings, it's Tuesday, it's at Dalton House, so 13 10 60, lines are open if you would like to come to our wedding for one, and one of our guests is...
Going to win $1,000?
Yeah, going to get $1,000.
Yes, $1,000.
Are you saying that if people ring right now, they can come along on Tuesday morning?
Free champagne. Yep. I'll be listening to amazing entertainment. Sam Fisher singing, watch me walk down the aisle and marry my bloody self. And you could win $1,000. I mean, what else are you going to do on a Tuesday morning?
Also, Erin's got a see-through dress. When
My dress is also see-through.
It's no secret Husey, Ed and Erin love a break. You can have your very own break to Australia's best-kept secret, Canberra. Visit the win page at hit.com.au for more.